I just want to give a quick note about learning styles. This is something my experience teaches me all or nearly all of you have already heard, this idea that some people are visual learners and some are auditory and so forth. And as best as I can understand the research literature in this space, and admittedly it's not my domain and there's a lot of literature, but the consensus of the literature appears to be this is just false. We can measure your preference with some reliability, although even that might change over the course of years. You might prefer a visual or prefer an auditory lesson. And that preference tends to result in attention, therefore lower extraneous loads. There is some correlation between your preference and how well you'll learn. But we find that actually topics have a best way of being taught. Studies that try to measure small lessons, 10 to 20 minutes or smaller, will generally find there is a best way to teach it for all students, regardless of whether they like that style or not. And this is obvious in some cases. For example, weaving baskets is best taught by weaving baskets, not by looking at pretty pictures or hearing people describe how to weave baskets. It's less obvious why this would be true in other disciplines, but it appears to be a general trend. However, you don't need to learn what that best thing is, because 2+ styles is best across the board, we find, with very, very few exceptions. If I can mix modalities, you will learn better, faster, and more thoroughly, regardless of what the best style was for the topic, regardless of what learning style you preferred. So you, as a TA, should try to come up with multiple different approaches. Try to do something that gets them doing something. Try to get something that they see something. Try to get something that they hear something. Come up with multiple lesson ideas for the topics that are likely to be challenging for your students. And then, although it's best to integrate them into one thing, to speak and draw and so forth at the same time, it is adequate to start with one approach, and if that doesn't seem to be working, switch to another. This will still tend to cause people to learn. So be prepared to teach in multiple ways, regardless of the preferences of your students.